This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Texas town charged a woman with a felony for posting about its water. A grand jury refused to indict Jennifer Combs over her Facebook posts about Trinidad's drinking water. Since her arrest, a protester has been jailed, two city employees and a judge have lost their jobs, the entire City Hall staff has resigned, and the Texas Rangers have opened an investigation. Trinidad, Texas. Jennifer Combs runs a Facebook page called Southern Bell Watch, and her own federal lawsuit describes her as a working journalist. On April 6, she posted that residents were reporting trouble with this town's drinking water, and she asked her neighbors to send her what they were seeing in their taps so she could pass it along to regulators. 32 days later, police arrested her on a state jail felony. The Texas statute they charged her under treats a false report about a public water, gas, or power supply far more harshly than most other false reports. Police in Cairns, the Navarro County town where Combs lives, came to her door on May 8 with a felony warrant out of Henderson County where Trinidad sits. She was booked into the Navarro County Jail and held 23 hours without bail, she told the Epoch Times. A Henderson County grand jury refused to indict her later in May, and the charge went away. It was probably one of the most humiliating things I've ever gone through in my entire life, Combs told Fox 4. Darlene McCormick-Sanchez, the Epoch Times senior reporter who has covered the case, walked through what has happened in Trinidad since on the July 21 broadcast of the Kim Monson Show. As Sanchez described the sequence, you arrest her, then you arrest the guy protesting her arrest, and then the firing start. The offense is called false alarm or report. It is Texas Penal Code Section 42.06, and it reaches anyone who knowingly initiates, communicates, or circulates a report of an emergency that he knows is false or baseless. The water is what turned this into a felony. Under subsection B, the charge is only a Class A misdemeanor unless the false report involves public water, gas, or power supply or other public service, in which case it becomes a state jail felony. The two outlets that have covered the case most closely quote materially different language from her page. In the post, Fox 4 quotes, Combs wrote that we have received reports that some citizens have been hospitalized due to bacteria in the water, called it a serious public health concern that deserves immediate attention, and asked anyone whose water looks discolored, contains sediment, has a strong odor, to send a message because we are gathering information and reporting findings to the state. The Epoch Times quotes a post that opens, we are receiving reports of possible water quality issues, including concerns about bacteria and unsafe conditions, and adds that the writer is currently verifying the information. Whether police relied on one post or several has not been established. The Trinidad Police Department made its case on Facebook. One post, quoted in Combs's complaint, said she was arrested for stating that our water was causing people to be hospitalized due to bacteria in our water, which was false and caused a panic and alarm to the public. On May 10, then, Chief Charles Gregory called the matter a very cut-and-dry case. Whether anyone in Trinidad was hospitalized because of the water has never been established. Fox 4 has said repeatedly that it could not verify any hospitalization, and Mayor Dennis Hawes would not confirm one. The nearest thing to a reported injury came in June, when a Trinidad family alleged that their teenage daughter suffered a chemical burn after showering in city water, an account the station reported and did not independently confirm. Dale Carpenter, a constitutional law professor at Southern Methodist University, told the station that people sometimes make false statements on matters of great public interest, and they're allowed to do so. Winston Knowles, a citizen journalist from Hopkins County who records as Otto the Watchdog, protested outside Trinidad City Hall on May 12 with a sign criticizing police, and he was arrested for disorderly conduct. The charge, as Trinidad police framed it, turned on someone having taken offense, and the person they pointed to was the city's water clerk. That clerk was Colby Reyes, and she would not go along with it. The police chief asked her to file a complaint saying Knowles had offended her, the Epoch Times reported, and she refused on the grounds that she had not been offended. Her lawsuit says she put it in writing that she was never offended by him. Municipal Judge Shulina Bivens dismissed the disorderly conduct charge, saying she saw no evidence the water clerk had been offended the way the police department said she was. On May 28, the city council fired Bivens midterm. Reyes lost her job as well, and so did her brother Alex Estrada, a street department employee. City Administrator Cynthia Dozier fired them both on the same morning, according to their wrongful termination suit, which alleges Reyes was fired for refusing to lie on behalf of the defendants to cover up an unlawful arrest. A fifth case reaches back before any of this. Lindsay Patterson, a former Trinidad City Administrator and Secretary, was terminated in February 2026, 2 months before Combs posted, and sued the week of July 6, saying she was fired after reporting to Trinidad police that public funds belonging to the city were being held by private individuals. The Texas Rangers have since opened an investigation into the city of Trinidad, the agency confirmed to Fox 4. Gregory resigned effective June 19, and the city council appointed Beckham interim chief the same week, putting one of the officers named in Combs's suit in charge of the department. On June 8, Henderson County District Court Judge R. Scott McKee, who approved a warrant in the case, wrote to Gregory in a letter obtained by the station, questioning the accuracy, completeness, and reliability of what Sergeant Robert McCombsey and investigator Cameron Beckham told him. The two, McKee wrote, had not disclosed citizen complaints, water quality concerns, and information tending to explain the basis upon which Combs's statements were made. McKee wrote that any future warrant application from either officer must be presented to him in person rather than electronically. The water in this town of about 800, by the Epic Times' count, carries a long paper trail of its own. The city system has 36 violations on the EPA's Safe Drinking Water Information System, 17 of them health-based, from October 2010 through November 2025. 16 are maximum contaminant-level violations for total trihalomethanes and halohuciatic acids, logged quarter after quarter from early 2015 into 2024. The city issued a boil water notice on April 21, 2 weeks after Combs posted, and lifted it 2 days later. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, which holds Safe Drinking Water Act primacy in Texas, released two 2226 investigations on July 1, KLTV reported. One sample came back at 0.8 milligrams per liter of total chlorine, well beneath the 0.5 the state requires for a disinfectant residual, and investigators lobbed 20 color units in a sample where EPA and TCEQ recommend no more than 15. The second investigation produced four violations, among them a failure to conduct chloramine effectiveness sampling in distribution. A further TCEQ report on July 13 detailed problems with the town's aging distribution mains, failures in the system's design, and chemicals more than 300% above the federally allowed limit. TCEQ has taken 14 reports on the system in 5 years, and the city has until August 3 to submit a remediation plan. The city has largely declined to give its own account. Dozier did not respond to Fox 4's request for comment. Gregory declined interviews after the statement defending the arrest. And when the Epic Times went to City Hall in June, the clerk said the city had no comment. Then City Hall emptied. Dozier submitted her resignation on July 15, and by the end of that week, all three members of the City Hall staff had resigned: Dozier, City Clerk Sandra Rochas, and Municipal Judge Susan Carver. Rochas and Carver have not been named in any of the lawsuits. Dozier left a resignation letter citing the circus brought to the city, and Haas told residents the transition will undoubtedly create some issues at City Hall. Beckham, now running the department, is the one accused official who has spoken since. He told Fox 4 by phone that he has a meeting with the Texas Rangers in the coming weeks and plans to cooperate fully with their investigation. On the water itself, the city voice on the record belongs to Hawes, who has broken publicly with his own police department and traces the trouble to pipes laid in the 1950s. "The city's water situation is a struggle, without question," the mayor said. Combs sued in federal court in Tyler on May 19. The case, Combs versus Gregory, names Gregory, Beckham, Councilwoman Marie Bannister, and the City of Trinidad plead seven counts under federal civil rights law before United States District Judge J. Campbell Barker. The docket shows it active as of mid-July. Knowles filed his own federal suit 5 days earlier, pleading four counts over the sidewalk arrest. None of the allegations in any of these suits has been tested in court. Describing what Combs told her, Sanchez put the principle plainly on the show. You can't just put on a badge and then just go start arresting people because you don't like what they have to say. What Combs says she wants is narrower than the litigation. I want them to fix the damn water, she told the Epoch Times.
And now, Kim's perspective.
A woman asked her neighbors a question about the water coming out of their taps, and the police came to her door with a warrant. That is government-authorized force turned against a citizen for speaking, and every one of us should sit with how easily it happened in a town this small. The grand jury saw it clearly and refused to indict, but the weeks she spent under a felony charge and the months of fallout since cannot be handed back. When the people who serve a town train all that attention on the woman asking questions while the water keeps running discolored, they have forgotten who they work for. Ask your questions anyway. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.